Gardening with Sharon is brought to you by Sunstar Nurseries, with over 50 acres of perennial shrub and tree production within Edmonton city limits. That is Sunstar Nurseries. So Sharon, we got to get a leg up on those spring pests. What should we be doing?
Okay, so I specifically want to talk about delphinium worms and scarlet lily beetles. And remember last week we were talking about fall, what you do in the fall can affect the spring. And this is an attempt to control those delphinium worms and the scarlet lily beetles. Like, the physiology of each are different, but yet they are similar. Like, we're talking about delphinium worms, the female moths lay eggs at the base of the delphiniums. They also go on to larkspur and monkshood, or it's also called aconitum. So what they do is they lay their eggs at the base of these plants in the fall, and the eggs overwinter, they hatch in spring, and they start munching on the delphiniums, etc. Scarlet lily beetles are a beetle. They hatch in summer, but the juvenile beetles overwinter in the top 2 inches of the soil to emerge in spring and then destroy your lilies, right? So the strategy to decrease their populations is quite similar. So I recommend that you cut delphiniums straight back, even with the soil. By now, the lily stalks have probably all died back. But if they haven't, again, flat to the earth, and then mess the soil in an attempt to disturb where either the eggs are or where the beetles might be sleeping, just to mess with them, and then apply diatomaceous earth, or you could also do wood ashes and just generously apply that, and then, again, loosen the soil, mix it in really well, and then I would recommend that you go back in a week or two, do the same thing. And if it hasn't snowed in a week or two after that, do the same thing, just to disturb them, because they're in there, you know, trying to have a good little sleep. And if you do that, it should decrease the populations for next year.
And we can find Gardening with Sharon everywhere.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and my website, all under Gardening with Sharon. I'd love to have you join in.